We are on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. The Gemara asked the Kasha that Shleima Melech was Mesakin, was Geizer, Tumas Yodayim. So why do we need the Tumas Yodayim that was Nigzar in the Yudches Dovo? So the Gemara answers on Daf Tezvovo Med Aleph, Shleima Gozar Lekotchim. The Gzeira of Shleime was for Kochim, but also Inhu v'gozer af l'trume. And they were gozer and trume, that Yodayim is poisel as a trume. Let us see Taisvis. Ela Shleime gozer l'kochim. So Taisvis asks, Teimo, the bepere kama de psochim koma rabikive, Zochinu she'ein tumes yodayim b'migdosh. Rabbi Kiva said that it was a gewaldik eschus when they were misakin that yodayim is poislim. In the migdosh this doesn't apply. In the migdosh when they made the gzeire, they eliminated the migdosh from this gzeire, so the problems and the headaches of tumes yodayim did not apply in the migdosh. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, V'leimo she'ein tumis yodayim v'keilim b'migdosh. They said that in the migdosh there's no din of tumis keilim. That din, in the Yudches Dova that we had learned, that a mashkin can be metame akeili, also was non-existent in the migdosh. So there were two schusim that existed in the Migdash. Why did he only speak about Tumas Yodayim? Umishani. So the Gemara answers, Mishani Rav Yehuda, Yodayim Koidem Gzeiras Kalim Nishnis. The Gzeira of Yodayim was before the Gzeira of Kalim. So he's speaking about this Gzeira Kedume of Yodayim. When they made the Gzeira of Yodayim, they did not make that the gzeira should apply in the Migdosh. So he's speaking about that gzeira. Omalei Rabbe, so Rabbe asked Rav Yehuda, Votovayu boi bayoin gozru. What are you saying that one gzeira was before the other? And he's speaking about the first gzeira. Both gzeiras were chal the same day. The snan, ha-sefer v'ha-yodayim v'ha-kelim. So memele, so since both gzeiras were chal the same day, and both gzeiras do not apply in the Migdosh, so Rabbi Kiva should have spoken about both gzeiras. So Vahashta asks, so now Taisus asks Amoyer Dikikashe, Maiko Porich Rabbe, what is Rabbe asking? Bo Yodayim de Koidish, de Mayri Hosom Shloime Gozal, the Yodayim that passes Koidish, this is a gzeira from Shloime Melech. The Kalim Gozru Biyut Chesdovo. And the Gzeira of Kalim, yeah, there was a Gzeira of Yodayim also. The Gzeira of Yodayim and the Yud Chesdovo was on Trume. But Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the Halacha that Yodayim is Paisel as HaKodesh. This Halacha originates from Shleima Melech. So Rabbi Kiva is right. So that when Shleima Melech made this Gzeira, he said this gzeira does not apply in the Beis HaMikdosh. So that is the lashon of Rabbi Kiva. Zochinu shein tumas yodayim b'migdosh. What is Rabbi's kasha? The gzeira of the Yud Ches Dovah speaking about yodayim l'trume. V'yesh loimer the Rabbi Kiva a Yud Ches Dovah koi. Rabbi Kiva was here speaking about the gzeira of the Yud Ches Dovah Shohoyo Mechodosh. That means this gzeira was fresh off the press. It just was chal. V'hochi kama. And Rabbi Kiva said, Zochinu shekshaosku b'yud ches dovo b'dine yodayim. When they were oisik in the yud ches dovo b'dine yodayim, shaloi rotsu ligzer tumis yodayim b'migdash. He was definitely speaking about the Yud Ches Dovo. He wasn't out of the blue speaking about Shleimer's Gzeira. V'Rab Yehuda, Dishoni Yodayim Koidem Gzeiras Kalim Nishnas. Rab Yehuda that said that the Yadayim was before the Gzeir of Kalim, Bahainu Bimei Shloime, Ulahochi Lainokat Rabbi Kiva Elo Yadayim, Mishum Dula Oilam Havi Zchus Ze Bimigdosh, Afilu Bimei Shloime. So Rabbi Yehuda only answered that Rabbi Kiva was talking, speaking about the Yud Ches Dovo. But he's only speaking about Yadayim because he wants to be Madgish. When the first Gzeira of Yadayim was Chal, and that was Bimei Shloime. And now the Gzeira of Yud Ches Dovo, there was a new Gzeira that Yadayim is Metama Filotumim. So these Gzeiras never touched, never applied to the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's why, so even though in Yesod, he's speaking about the gzeir of the Yud Ches Dovo, but he only wants to speak about Yodayim because he wants to be koilu that Shloima also was not geizer that the gzeir of Yodayim should be chalad the Beis Hamikdash. Afolochi chayza mak shaloi rabbe v'tarvayu mishum loi mashmalai lishnohi. The loshin of Rabbi Kiva is zicha mashme, he's speaking about the Yud Ches Dovo. So Mamela, since he's speaking about the Yud Ches Dovo, he should zicher have mentioned Kalim also. Shloime Gozar. So Taisva says, Vahashter loyhavet zorich lishnuye de inhu gozar v'loy kiblu minayu. The Gemara had said that there were two gzeiris. Shamai in Hillel were gozar on Yodayim. V'loi kiblu, and then the Beis Shammai were again geizer on Yodayim. So Taisva says v'hashdel I have it soich lishnuye de inu gozer v'loi kiblu minayu. Now we could say as follows: Elo inu gozer litlois. The gzeir of Shammai and Hillel was that if Yodayim touch trume your toilet, that means you don't eat it and you don't burn it. The ilvikoma the yodayim the gozer shloimet chilos on the sreif. The Gemara had wanted to say this, that the gzeire of Hillel v'Shammai was litlois, that is not in sreif. The Gemara had only asked that Ilfe said that the first gzeire of yodayim chilos on the sreif. It was a gzeire lechatchila on sreif. So now that we have that there were in Yesod three gzeiris, there was gzeiris shloime and kodesh, and there was a gzeire of Hillel v'Shammai and Trume, so we could say Ilfe is speaking about the gzeire of shloime. And that was a gzeire that Serfin, and the gzeire of Hillel v'Shammai, they were only geiza by Trume, you should be toile, and later the Beis Shammai were geiza and Sreifin. The ilve come out the yadayim the gozer shloime tchilos and l'sreife. So l'chayre we could make this cheshbin. So Taisvus answers alamash malay dekoy ilve ayud ches dovo. The Gemara held that ilve speaking about the gzeiras of yud ches dovo, the first gzeira was also l'sreife. Therefore, the Gemara does not want to say this teretz. But it is Taisvus Kashe is Tachstachme very interesting. Taisvus without the Lashon of Ilfe, Taisvus says that we could say the Gzeira of Shloime was your Seiref Kodesh, and the Gzeira of Hillel was Toilin. Now, the Din Sreife L'chayre is a Kula. That means you're permitted to burn it. So it would be very modne that Kodesh, Shloime HaMelech was machmir by Kodesh, that Yodayim are poiseles a Kodesh. Afal Pikein, he wasn't machmir by Trume, but he was machmir by Kodesh. Afal Pikein, he said, since the Kodesh became posel, you're permitted to burn it. And later, the Taisus Yishonim wants to say that Hillel was geizer by Trume, they were machadish, a new chumre by trume, but the kula of kodesh it doesn't have. So it's very difficult to understand why it should be like this. How could you say that Trume, which in Yesod is kill than Kodesh, before the Gzeire, Trume the Webchal was no din of Poisel as a Yadayim. So now they said it's Poisel as a Yadayim, so why isn't this an automatic halacha since it is Poisel, this Adin Sreife? If this halacha applied by Kodesh, that if it passed the Kodesh automatically, there's a din sreife. Why in Trume, when they were geyser, the gzeira that Yadayim are poisel as a Trume, Tosfos held you could say, it's poisel as a Trume, but toilem, you're not permitted to burn it. Beisach nish. Let us go further. Gufe. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Yud ches gozru ubi yud ches nechleku. So Rashi had said yesterday, what does that mean? So Rashi said, kloima oisam yud ches she gozru, these yud ches gzeiris, that they were gozer, the machloikis oyu. This wasn't a gzeire muskemes. This was a machloikis. Elo she nimnu v'nimtzu beishame rabim. The Gzeira was put into effect because Beishamai were the Rabbim, and therefore we paskin like Beishamai. So this is the Memre, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Yudches Gozru, the Yudches Gzeiris, Ubi Yudches Nechluku. On all these Yudches Gzeiris, there was a Machloikis. So the Gemara asks, Vohasanye Hushvu? We learned in the Baraisa that the Beis Hillel agreed with the Beishamai. This is a baraisa. So how could Shmuel say, biyut ches nechluku, they were chaylik on Beishamai? The baraisa says they agreed with Beishamai. So the Gemara answers as follows. Boy bayayim nechluku. The first day there was a machloikis. Ulemocha hushvu. The second day they agreed, the Beis Hillel agreed to Beishamai. What does Rashi say? Lamochel hushvu shechazru ben Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was chayzer the second day. Now, this is a little difficult to understand. What happened the first day? The first day, gozru, Beishamai was geyzer, and there was a machloikis, and Beis Hillel disagreed. But what happened the first day? So Rashi says, andaf yedalad amet beis, v'nimnu, v'nimtzu Beishamai rabim. So the first day, the gzeiris were chal. The first day there was a machloikis, and the gzeira was chal because Beishamai were the rabbim. So the gzeiris were chal the first day. So what happened the second day? So the second day, Beis Hillel agreed. In the first day, they didn't agree. They have to agree. Achei rabbim lahati. So lemaisa, they paskin like Beishamai. So what happened the second day? What happened? Ulemocha hushvu. Ulechayre, they had agreed the first day. They were the miut. They should have. So what happened the second day? But Tachsum Yipshat is as follows. The first day there was a machloikis. Beis Hillel held you should not be goyza these gzeiras. Beis Shammai held you should be goyza these gzeiras. What happened? Beis Shammai were the roi and lemaisa. So the halacha was like Beis Shammai. The gzeiras were chal. Beis Hillel would never say the gzeiras are not chal. But they disagree in Svarah. That means a miut, when there's a bezdin, you have a miut and a roiv, the miut don't have to say that their Svarah is wrong. We hold your own. La halacha, we have to paskin like you. But the first day they disagreed. The gzeira was chal, but they disagreed. The second day, hushvu, that the second day, lemaisa, they were taka chayza, and they agreed with them that your Svarah is right. But I think that's pshat in the Gemara. Gufe Omar Rav Huna. Begimel Mekaymais Nechleku Shammai VeHillel. We had learned yesterday that there are three places in Shas that there was a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel. Now we're going to bring down the first machloikis. The first machloikis is a machloikis in Hilchis Chala. Shammai Oimer Mikav Chala. Shammai holds that one, if there's in the dough, there's one kav, and let us get the measurement straight, one kav is four lugim, which is equals to 24 bay. So, Shammai held mikav chala. If the isef, the dough, has one kav, which is 24 bayim, you're chayiv b'chala. V'hilal oima mikabayim. So that's 8 lugim and 48 bayim is chayiv b'chala. V'chachomim oimrim loy kedivrei ze, v'loy kedivrei ze, elokav umachzo chayiv b'chala. So that would be 6 lugim and 30 bayim. So that is the shita of the Chachamim. Kavu machzo chayiv v'chale. Mishigdilu hamidois. We'll see Rashi will explain this chaylik. Mishigdilu hamidois. When the midois in Sipori became larger, omru chameshes reveim kemach chayiv v'chale. That is chameshes lugim. That is, we'll see that is 5 lugim kemach chayiv v'chale. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, hey peturim, chameshes reveim are potter, hey va'oid chayovim. If you have a little more than chameshes reveim, then it is chayiv b'chala. Now let us see how Rashi explains the Gemara. Kav umachzo Yerushalmiyos. So Rashi says this kav umachzo is Yerushalmiyos. Shehein zayin lugim ubeye v'chaymish beye l'mida mitbolis. Now, let us get, before we go into the cheshbon, let us see as follows. The shir chale was an oimer. A oimer is a siris ha'efa, is a tenth of an efa. A efa is 72 lugim. An efa is 72 lugim. So an oimer is a tenth of 72 lugim. That's 7 lugim and 2/5 of a lug. Now, so that is the sheer ise that is mechuyev b'chala. Now, the chachamim said kav umachzo. So kav umachzo is you're not using the measurements which were used in the midbar, we are using larger measurements. And Rashi will explain this in a minute. Kav umachzo Yerushalmiyos. They were speaking about the measurements which were used in Yerushalayim. Shehein, which are equivalent to Zayin Lugim, Ubeya v'chaymish beya l'mida midboris. Now, we have to duplicate we have to make a tenth of a eifa. A tenth of an eifa, we said, is 72 eifa is 72 lugim. So a tenth of an eifa, Rashi says, is zayin lugim, ubeya v'chaymish beya, which is 2/5 of a lug. Lemida midboris. So a kav umachza Yerushalmi is equal to 7 lugim and a beye and a fifth. Vohu oimel agelgoyles. In this year is an oimel agelgoyles, which is a siris ha'efa. This is a tenth of an efa, a tenth of 72 lugim. Shechayev b'chala, kidechsiv arisoy seichem. In the chiv of chala it says arisoy seichem, which means kidei isas midbol. This was the shear of the dough in the midbar, which was in each year, in the shear of the Isas midbar was a tenth of an efa, which is 72 lugim. Now, so if we would have the measurements that were in use in the midbar, so we would know exactly how much it has to be, and that is 7 lugim and a 1 1/5 beya. But we did not have their measurements. We had the measurements in Yerushalayim. Now, the Yerushalayim, the measurements were larger than the measurements in the Midbar. That's what Rashi says. V'haysifu shtus b'Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim measurements were a sixth larger than the Midbar measurements. Nimtzo. So Rashi says, sheish midbariyot, if you have 6 lugim, which were used as measurements in the midbar, nichnosais b'chomesh Yerushalmiyos. So 6 Midbariyos are equal to 5 Yerushalmiyos, because each lug is a sixth larger. So 5 Yerushalmiyos is equivalent to 6 Midbariyos. The lug hanishar ubeya v'chaymish beya oile lelug Yerushalmi. So the lug with the beya and the fifth of a beya, so that is oile to another look Yerushalmi. Shahalug midbori shisha bayim. The lug is 6 bayim. Nichnosim b'chamisha bayim gedoylim. So the lug of the midbor went in. Nichnosim b'chamisha bayim gedoylim. Nimtza halug chosa baya gedoyla. Tain baya v'chaymish baya tachas baya gedoyla. Shahachaymish hu shtus milabar. If you'll add on the chaymish and you'll add it onto the baya, so now it becomes 1/6 of the whole baya. Noisav ala baya. Nimtzo shisha bayim gedoylim shehein lug godol. Harei hein shisha lugim Yerushalmiyos dehein kav umachza. So it came out that the shir in the midbar, which was 7 lugim ubeya v'chaymish, is equal to 6 lugim of the Yerushal, the measurements in the Yerushalmi. Now there are 4 lugim in a kav. So it comes out that that's a kav umachza. A kav and a half is equal to 6 lugim in the Yerushalmis, which is equivalent to 7 lugim and a beya, the chaymish beya to the midbaris. Mishehigdilu hamidais, he midas sipayri. Now in sipayri, the measurements were larger than the Yerushalmi measurements. He midas sipayri. Sha'oidefesh shtus ala Yerushalmiyos, that the Midas Sipayri was a sixth larger than the Yerushalmiyos. Nimtzo havov lugim, so the vov lugim are hey, so came out the hey lugim. So that is pshat hey reveyim. So this is reveyim, means there four hey, 5 quarters lugim. Shehein reviyis hakav. So this is the svara of the Chachamim, that it is heilugim. So it comes out, so going backwards, Hastas, in Sipayri it was heilugim, in the Yerushalmi was vavlugim, and in the Midbar it was zayinlugim, beye v'chaymish beye, but they all were the same amount. Now Rabbi Yossi holds chamisha va'oid chayovim. Rabbi Yossi holds that you needed 5 lugim plus. The Sava Rabbi Yossi held, Mida midbaris hayu bayim gedoylim mishalom. That means the bayim in the midbar were a little larger than our bayim. And we'll see later, Rashi will say that they were 1/120th larger than the bayim that we have. So therefore, the chishbonis that were made, that we made in the Yerushalmiyos and in Sipayri, were made with normal bayim. So that's how you got these numbers. But in order it should be equivalent to the shiurim in the midbar, we have to add on a 20th. So that is chamesh reveyim va'oid. That is how Rashi explains the machlokes. Shamai oimer mikav lechale. Now Rashi did not bother at all to explain what Shammai holds and what Hillel holds. Rashi was just nice enough to explain the svar of the Chachamim. And the svar of the Chachamim sound very poshut. You have to have Asiris Ha'efa, and Asiris Ha'efa is 7 lugim plus a bayo machzeh. But what is the svar of Shammai and what is the svar of Hillel? So Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi. Shammai Oimer Mikav Lechala, Hillel Oimer Mikabai. Be Yerushalmi Meforish Taimed the Shammai the Hillel. Mishum the Eifa Yud Ches Kabin. A Eifa is 18 Kabin. Va Asiris a Eifa. A tenth of this Yud Ches Kabim that really means a ninth. It means a ninth, and after you'll add on this ninth to the Yud Ches Kabim, it will become a tenth. So va'asiris milabar, it will become a tenth after you add this on to the Yud Ches Kabim. So asiris eifa means you take a ninth of Yud Ches Kabim, which is two kabim, and you add it on to the Yud Ches Kabim, and now you have 20 Kabim. Now 20 Kabim, so now a tenth of 20 Kabim is 2 Kabim. Hainu Beis Kabim. So therefore, Uba'ise Shir, Tzorich Lafrish Chala LeHillel. So that is the Svar of Hillel, that Hillel says that you have to be, the Shir Chala is 2 Kabim. Because it is Asiris Milabar. It's really a ninth, and then you add it on, and then you make a tenth of that. V'shamay sovar, the tzorich beis chalos la'omer, each sude, there was a chala. So the omer was used for two sudes. Shoyoysim imenu beis achilos. Achas baboiker, v'achas ba'erev. V'chashir achila achas, choshiv shamay isis midbor. So each meal was considered kedai arisay seichem. So since each, if the asiris ha'efa was two kabin, so memele, so each meal consisted of a kab. So therefore, the shir chale is one kab, which is four lugim and 24 bayim. There's just a ha'ore from the Goyin. The Goyin says, there's a problem over here. Shammai oimer mikav lechala. Himmel oimer mikabayim. And they are speaking about the kav which existed in the midbar. They're speaking about the kav in the midbar. And then they says the cheshbon. He has kabayim, he has a kav, fine. And the chachomim, Loike divreze, veloike divreze, elo kav umachza chayiv bechala. And Rashi says, kav umachza does not mean the kav in the midbar. The kav umachza means the kav in Yerushalayim. So the going time is on Rashi, the way Rashi says, pshat in the chachomim, it's very sosum. You're mentioning measurements, and they're measured in different types of measurements. It would be very nice to say what you're speaking about. Not Kavu Machze, and I'm speaking about a Yerushalmi, and he's speaking about Kavu Kabayim, he's speaking about a Kavu Midbo. That's the Goyin's Kashe on Rashi. There's another pshat in the Chachomim, but I'll kopon him. This is a Kashe that the Goyin asks on Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Hei Pturim, Hei Vo'oid Chayovim. So Rashi said pshat in Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi held that the bayim in the midbar were 1/20th greater than the bayim which in Yerushalayim and in Sipeira they made the cheshbonis. So that's why if they're on the 20th. Taisus has a different cheshbon altogether. Taisus says the svara of Rabbi Yossi is the kosova reishis arisay seichem. Shekshayafrish chala, that after the hafroshes chala, shadayin yishoel kidei isas midbar. That means they learn pshat, there's a shir arisei seichem. Whatever the shir arisei seichem is, if arisei seichem is a kavu machzo, so that's a type of arisei seichem, and you have to take a reishis from the arisei seichem. Rabbi Yossi learned pshat, Reishis Arisei Seichem means after you took off the Reishis, you took off the Chale, there should still be a Shir Arisei Seichem. Shekshiyafrish Chale, Shadayin Yishor Kedai Isas Midbo. So the Shir that's Mechuyiv B'Chale has to include the Shir Chale and the Shir Arisei Seichem. both together, that shir is chayev bechala. I saw a gewaldike ha'ore in divreis Moshe. So Ramosha Zechayna Levroche says like this, that we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that the shir that's chayev bechala is a kavo machze. That's other chameshes reveim. Five lugim. That is the shir that is chayev bechala. Chameshes reveim, five lugim. Rabbi Yossi says that shir is not chayev bechala. You have to have a shir that we have the chameshes reveim plus the shir chala, and that is the shir that's chayev bechala. What is the shir chala? So lochera the shir chala is a mashehu. Minatayre, just like by trume, there's a loche chita achas peiteres asakri. You take off a mashehu. And you say, this is trume. So the din is that the tevel becomes chulin, you're permitted to eat it. So by hafroshes chale, the loch is also the same. You take off a mashu, speaking of min ha-teire. You take off a mashu, so that patterns the isa. So what is the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim in a mashu? With a microscope you're going to go. He says, no, exactly five reveim not. You need five reveim and a microscopical chalik. Then it's chayev b'chala. It's a very modne machloikis. That's a ha'orah from Rav Moshe. So he says, from this we see a moire dike raya to the Noide B'yude. And he only wonders why the Noide B'yude didn't bring the raya. That's his only problem. The Noide B'yude says as follows. In the mitzvah of hafroshes chale, there are two inyonim. Inyan number one is, before you are mafrish the chale, it is tevel. You're not permitted to eat the dough, it is tevel. That's one thing. And that halacha is a mashahu patters. That if you take off a minute speck, you say harezu chale, so you're allowed to eat the whole dough. So that means, in the shir chale lahatir ha'isa, the shir chale that permits you to eat the isa, there's no shir, a mashahu is sufficient. But the Noide B'yude says there's another halacha in challah. The other halacha in challah is that there's a mitzvah nesina l'koyim. You have to, the challah is one of the matnos kohune, and you have to give this to the koyim. So the Noide B'yude says, min ha-teire, there's a shir nesina Echad Michov Dalit. 1/24th of the Isa is mitzvah nesina. That's min ha-teire. That is a chiddush from the Noide B'yude. So Memele, so Rav Moshe, Zechayna Levroche says, so Ibezoi, so now we understand what Rabbi Yossi is speaking about. Rabbi Yossi says that you have to have a shir Isa plus 1/24th. It comes out Berich Tubeyim, he says, in Fakel, so then there's a machloikis. He's not speaking about the chale that is matir de isa. He's speaking about the challah that is a mitzvah afrosha. And in order to be, an isa to be mechuyev b'challah, it has to have chameshes reveim plus a shir challah that one is mekayim mitzvah afrosha, which is 1/24th of the isa. Let us go further. The idach. What is the second machloikis that Hillel and Shammai had? Hillel oimer molei hin mayim shuuvim poislin as hamikve. Hillel said, the halach is as follows. Min ha-teire, there's no such halacha which they're going to tell us now. But mi the Rabbonon said as follows. A mikveh is mem saw. 40 saw make a mikveh. 40 saw of make shomim. A person has rainwater. So these 40 saw, if they come together, that is a kosher a mikveh. What is the halacha if one as yet does not have 40 saw? He has 39 saw. 39 and a half saw. So then the halacha is, if in this mikveh, which is not a complete mikveh, Mayim Shu'uvim will fall in, and Mayim Shu'uvim means water that was in a keli, water that wasn't a keli. So if water that wasn't a keli will fall into this mikveh, so this water will passel the mikveh, and then the mikveh can never become kosher again. You have to get rid of this water and get new memsa of mekshamim of rainwater. So now, so the shaila is, how much mayim shuvim passel the mikveh? Is Hillel Oimer molei hin mayim shuvim poislim es hamikveh? What is the amount of mayim shuvim that passel a mikveh? Molei hin. The amount that fits into a measurement that's called a hin. And the hin Rashi says, yud beis lug. A hin is yud beis lug, and that passels a mikveh. Let us see what Rashi explains this. Poislim, im naflu l'soichon, koidem shenishlam. If these mayim shuvim fell into the mikveh before it became memso, and how much mayim shuvim? A hin, which is 12 lug. So then it will passel the mikveh. Avolim nishlam. What happens if you have a mikveh of aboim so? Shuv einai nifsel. Then that mikveh will never become posel. Vafilu himshich l'soichon achrei kein elef so. Even you'll bring in elef so of my, 1,000 so of mayim shuvim into this mikveh, it will never passel the mikveh. So the shir that Hillel says is molei hin mayim shuvim. Shammai oimer, we'll come to the shir, I just want to say what Shammai says, then we'll come to explain shechai v'odam leimer b'loshin rabbi. Shammai oimer, tisha kabin. Shammai said the shir is not a hin, the shir is tisha kabin, which is a much greater shear, because if here's yud beis lug, and there are 4 lugin in a kav, so memele, so this is 36 lugim. This is 36 lugim according to Beis Shammai. Tes kabin. Now let us see Rashi. Shechayev odo. Kloima, hin einai loshin mishneh, ela loshin toyer. That Beis Hillel wants to explain himself. Hin is not a loshin which was used in Mishnayis. In the Torah, revius a hin, shemen zayis hin, but we don't find this in Mishnayis, ela loshin toyer. Ela kach shomo mipi shmaye v'avtalyin. Shmaye v'avtalyin said, they said the word hin. So memele, so when Hillel said the aloche, he said the loshin that the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said a loshin hin, so he also said a loshin hin. He really should have said yud beis lug, but he said hin because the Rebbe said hin. So now the kasha is, okay, good. Why did the Rebbe say hin? Rashi doesn't explain that. Why did the Rebbe say him? The Rebbe and the Rebbe is the same kasha. So the Sfas Emes wants to say, because Shmaye Vavtalyin, no, we'll see the Sfas Emes in the second Pshat of Rashi. So why did the Rebbe say him? So the Ramban says, because the Rebbe said him, he wanted to tell us the reason why a hin passels Mayim Shuvim. The Ramban brings down a Raivet. So the Raivet says as follows. The greatest shear of liquid we find in the Torah is a hin. By the Shemen Amishcha it says, Shemen Zayis Hin. This is the greatest measurement of liquid we find in the Torah. So Beis Hillel held, or he's saying B'Shem Shmayev Avtalyim, that since this whole halacha of Mayim Shuvim Pasal HaMikveh is only at the Rabbon and the Kedim, so we only use the biggest shear we find in the Torah to passel the mikveh. So if the biggest shear of liquid in the Torah is a hin, so when the Rabbanon said that there's a certain amount of mayim shuvim that passel a mikveh, so the shear is a hin. So therefore, that's why Shmayev Avtalyin said a hin, to tell you the reason why they chose the shear. Shammai holds Teskabin. What's the cheshbon of Teskabin? So the Raivet says, because Teskabin is Fishahein Ruyim Lishtife Ki Hai Gavne. Teskabin is the amount of water that a person is able to wash himself with. We see, we learned in Broches, that Takonis Ezra was that a Balkeri should have Teskabin thrown on him. So Teskabin is a oifen how a person can wash himself. So the Raivet explains, so in other words, Teskabin is a mikveh psula. Teskabin is a sheer mikveh of mayim shuvim. So that was the takona. The takona was, if you take a mikveh psula, a sheer of a mikveh psula, which is Teskabin, and you'll put it into this mikveh sheira before it became memsa, so then it will pass all the mikveh. So that is pshat, Eistis. So that's how the Raivet says pshat. Why Ishmaev Avtalion said the Loshen Hin? They wanted to give us the reason why Davke the Shia apostles. There's a very interesting Goin in Mesechtes Idyas. The Goin in Mesechtes Idyas says a different pshat. What is pshat that Hillel said the Loshen Rabbi? First he brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says pshat v'loshin rabbi that Shmayev Avtalion were gerim. That's pakat, they were gerim. No, we have to realize that ger has difficulties in pronouncing the consonants of loshin hakodesh. He had difficulties. Bekitzer, Shmayev Avtalion could not pronounce hin. They couldn't say a hey. They said a in. They said, well, they couldn't pronounce a hey. They said an aleph. They said in. So the Rambam says, so that's pshat. So the Rebbe said, not the problem is lishne dekha. That's not the problem. The problem is, they're not speaking correctly. And they said in. So the Rambam says, so Hillel also said in. Chayev omoloime beloshin rabbi. That's how the Rambam says pshat in the Mishnah. They said in also. The Rebbe said in. So the Goyin asks on the Rambam, it's not the Loshen Rabbi. The Rebbe didn't know how to speak. Loshen Rabbi means, if the Rebbe is a Loshen, you should speak the Loshen of the Rebbe. This, you only had difficulties in pronunciation. But if I don't have difficulties, I have to imitate the Rebbe. That's the Goyin's kasha on the Rambam. So the Goyin says, pshat in the Mishnah is differently. He says, if we look in the Mishnah, there's a tremendous difference between what Shammai said and what Hillel said. We're asking Gashayla how much water passels a mikveh. So what did Hillel say? What did Shammai say? Shammai oimer nine kabin passel a mikveh. So what should Hillel say? Hillel should have said hin mayim shuvim poisel mes a mikveh. Why does he say mole hin? He says he adds a word mole. You have to fill up the hin. Why are you speaking about filling up? We're speaking about measurements. Just like Shammai said, Tisha Kabin. Somebody said, what does Tisha Kabin mean? You take Tisha Kabin, you fill up Tisha Kabin. But Tisha Kabin means you filled up the measurement of Tisha Kabin. So if Hillel would have said a hin, it means a measurement of a hin. Why did Hillel say mole hin? So the Goyin says, you know why Hillel said Molehin? Because his Rebbe had problems in pronunciation. They couldn't say a hey. He said a aleph. So imagine if we would hear what Shmayev Avtalion said. Shmayev Avtalion said as follows. In mayim shuvim poisel mes hamikveh. So what does in mayim shuvim poisel mes hamikveh mean? The mayim shuvim did not pasel hamikveh. That's a in mayim shuvim, but they don't pasel hamikveh. So Memele, the Rebbe, when the Rebbe had to say his aloha, he had to add a word. Mole in mayim shuvim poislas amikveh. See, mole in. So then you see that, so what does it mean? If it's mole, it doesn't pass. So if it's not mole, it will pass. That doesn't make sense. So then you have to understand that I have problems of pronunciation. So here to say, mole in mayim shuvim poislas amikveh. So now the shayla, that was Debach the Rebbe, because the Rebbe couldn't pronounce correctly. But Hillel could say a hey. So Hillel should have said already, Hin mayim shuvim poislam eslamik. Why did he say mole?
Chayiv Adam Loime Beloshin Raboy. He's chayiv to say Beloshin Rabbi. See, that's he said the Molei also. He didn't have to say the Molei, but he had to say. He said it because he wanted to say what the Rebbe said. A Gavulcha, I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levrocha, Rabbi Yankiv said that Rabbi Ber, when he learned by Rabbi Chaim, he changed his Havore completely. Rav Chaim used to speak Rushashe Yiddish, in Mamish Rav Borber did not speak like that, but Mamish, he was in Gansen, his battle to Rav Chaim, and Mamish, he imitated him in the Oifen Hadibur also. Chaim Odom Loimer Beloshen Rabbi. Now let us see, Rashi brings down another pshat. V'raboy say meforshim. Rashi's Rebbe said, Beloshen Moshe Rabbeinu. Not one is mechuyev to speak like not it originated from Shmayev Avtalion, but Loshen Moshe Rabbeinu. The Libi Megamgim Shrei Bekama Mekoymes Lehikpid Al Kach. I mean, if all the time you have to speak like Moshe Rabbeinu, so why all the time in all the Mishnayos we don't need to listen to the Kro? So therefore, Rashi does not like this pshat. The Sfas Emes wants to say, could be pshat in the Rebbe's of Rashi is as follows. That this halacha is halacha l'moshe misinai. What does it mean, halacha l'moshe misinai? He brings one of the mefoshim, Ayam Shel Shloime, that says that even the gzeiris that Chazal were mesakim, and these gzeiris is also a musig of halacha l'moshe misinai. That means Moshe Rabbeinu said then, if Chazal will ever feel to be geyser this and this gzeire, so memele, this should be the shir and the oifen of the gzeire. So memele, so he wants to say this is pshat of the rabbis of Shal Rashi. The rabbis of Shal Rashi all the time Hillel never used lishne dekro, but here we're speaking about the gzeira of shuvim. The gzeira of shuvim did not originate from Shmayev Avtalion. The gzeira of shuvim originated from Moshe Rabbeinu. All these gzeiras Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Chazal will in a later generation be interested in making a gzeira, this is how the gzeira should be. So the lashon of hin stems from Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, Hillel said the lashon of him, because Shchayv Adam Loim Hashem Rabbeisav, in the Rebbe who said this year was Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the second shita. V'chachomim ha'imrem, and the Chachomim say loy kedivrei zeh v'loy kedivrei zeh. They disagreed. Say with Shammai, say with Hillel. At shebo beis gardiyim Mishar ha'ashpa sheb'Yerushalayim. Two guardians came, two weavers came, didn't come from a choshev emokim, ve'idu mishum shmayev avtalyin, she'shloyshe lugim mayim shuvim poislim es ha'mikveh, ve'kimu chachomim es divrayim. And they said the shir to pasul the mikveh is not 12 lugim, is not 36 lugim, it is 3 lugim. Three lugim, the Ravid says, what is the cheshbon of three lugim? Because a revius ahin is three lugim. And by the kabonis sibo, there was a shir choshev of a revius ahin. So memele, so that is the shir that passes the mikveh. And we paskin like these, like the chachonim. Let us see what Rashi says. The Mishnah is marich, who said over this halacha from Shmayev Avtalion. Shnei Gardiyim mishar ha'ashpois. V'meseches idyeis meforesh lomo husker shem umnusam. Why do we have to know what their business was? V'shem mekoimam and their address. Loima shlo yimna odom atzmoy mibeis ha'medosh. That any person should not feel that he's not competent to come to the Beis HaMedosh. She'ein lecha umnis p'chusa migardi. This is a very degrading umnes, it seems. She'ein ma'amidim imenu lo'koyin godol v'loy melech, k'damrinim b'kdushim. Ve'ein shar b'yushalayim pochos mishar ha'ashpois. V'ichriyu be'idusan kol chachmei Yisrael. And the Eidus that they said b'shem Shmayev Avtalyoin, that was Machia Kol Chachma Yisrael, that Eisus Kol Chachma Yisrael agreed with them and not with Shammai and Hillel. This is very interesting. Hillel also said b'shem Shmayev Avtalyoin. The Sfasemis wants to say could be they were Seimach on them more than Hillel, because Hillel was a Yochid, Shammai was a Yochid, and these were a Rabbin. These were two Eidim. So therefore, they had a greater nemonis in what Shmayev Avtalyoin really had said. V'idach. So the Gemara says further, what is the third machloikis between Shammai and Hillel? Shammai oimer kol hanoshim dayon shaita. Hillel oimer mipkido lepkide vafilu liyomim halbe. Now let us see what this means. So Rashi says as follows. Kol hanoshim haroyes dam. If a isha sees dam, dayon shaton, it is sufficient. Letame tairois mishas Riyoson ve'iloch. That means when the isha sees dam, she becomes tamei. So she saw now dam. So I can assume this is the tchilas riyosa. This is the she just started now seeing dam. So from now on further, she'll be metamei taris. Should am I mechuyev to be afraid? Maybe this dam started coming out before, but she wasn't aware of it. So maybe she was Tomei a minute ago. Maybe she was Tomei an hour ago. No. Shammai says, Dayon Shaiton. It is sufficient to be Metamahar from when she sees the dam. From then I say this was the first time she saw dam. And she's Metamah from now on further. And Beis Hillel says, Mipkida Lipkida. Mipkida Lipkida Lemasreya. You go back to the previous time that she was Boidik herself. Now Rashi explains as follows. Bodko hayoim umitzoso toiro. She was Boidik herself today, and she was toiro. Ubodko lesoif shvua umitzoso tmeya. At the end of the week, she was Boidik herself, and she found that she was tomei. Is choishishin limago mibdika rishayne ve'iloch. So, if she was baidik herself, let's say Sunday, 7 o'clock in the evening. So, 7 o'clock in the evening, I know she was toil. A minute after 7, I don't know if she was toil. So I say from a minute after 7 till she found out that she was tomei, so that whole time she is. We have to assume that she was tomei. That's like mi pkida le pkida, from the second pkida to the first pkida, which I have no oifen of knowing was she tomei or wasn't she tomei. So Beis Hillel says I can assume that she was tomei the whole time. And I have to be metame the taras that she tos. Ubat kol chayv shvu metzasa tmeya, choyshishin le mago mi bdika rishayne ve'elach. From when the first bdika ended. From after 7 o'clock, Shema im siluk yodeha rosa. Maybe as soon as she finished the bdike, there was a riyas dam, and the whole time she wasn't aware of this. That is the svare of Hillel. V'chachomim ha'imrim, and the chachomim say, loike divreze, v'loike divreze. We don't take the gewaldike kule of Beis Shammai Dayon Shato. We don't take the gewaldike chumre of Beis Hillel, that you go back to the previous bedike when she was then toyer, and the whole time in between she's tomei. Ela me'eis le'eis me'mayit al yedei mipkida lepkida, mipkida lepkida me'mayit al yedei al yad me'eis le'eis. So the Chachamim say, you go back 24 hours. If she saw Sunday 7 o'clock, so you go back to Shabbat 7 o'clock. But, so even though the previous Bedika was on Friday, you don't go back to Friday, like Beis Hillel says, you go back to the last 24 hour period. What happens if there was a bdike Shabbos 8 o'clock, and 8 o'clock she was toyer? So then you go back to the previous bdike. So that means whichever is the greater kula. If me'eis le'eis comes before pkida le'pkida, she's only tamei me'eis le'eis. If the pkida le'pkida comes later, the meis leis was later than the pkida lepkida, you go with the meis leis. If the pkida lepkida was later than the meis leis, you cheshbon from the pkida lepkida. Let us see Rashi. Meis leis memayit al yad mipkida lepkida. Shnei zmanim huskiru bo lemafreya. She is tomei retroactively. And there are two zmanim. Either she's tomei me'eis leis, or she's tomei mipkida lepkida. And what is pshat in these two zmanim? La'loich achar akal shebem. That one should go after the easiest zman. Im mipkida lepkida yeser al me'eis leis. If the last time she made a bdike was more than 24 hours ago, ha'loich achar me'eis leis. So then she is tomei. Only you go back 24 hours. Ve'im me'eis le'eis yeser al mipkida lepkida. If 24 hours was more than the last bedika was 10 hours ago. Haloich acher apkida. Memayit al yad, memayit achov. It is memayit afterwards. But you go afterwards, you don't go according to the previous month. These are the three machloikesen that Shammai and Hillel were chaylik. So the Gemara asks, Visu leke, there isn't another machloikis. Boike, there is another machloikis. The shayla is, if a person brings nedarim and nedavis biyontif, if he's muta to make smiche, to lean b'chol koichai on the behemoth. Hillel oimer lismoich, Hillel says, he's mechuyiv to make smiche. B'shammai oimer shaloi lismoich. So we have a fourth machloikis. So the Gemara answers, ki koma Rav Huna. That what Rav Huna said, that there were only three machloikesin, heiche deleke plukte de rabvisa bahadayu. But this machloikes did not originate with Hillel v'Shammai. There are chachomim before them, which had the same machloikes, if you make smicha, if you don't make smicha. So therefore, that's why Rav Huna did not speak about this machloikes. This machloikes did not originate with Hillel v'Shammai. Let us see Rashi. Lismaich pluti, the Beishami Beisilu, Gabe Mevim, Nedorim and Nedovis, Vesaimchem Beyonte. One is permitted to make smich and yonte. So the Gmorantis, Kikoma Rav Huna, Eiche Deleke Plukte de Rabbise. Shalish Metaime Shoma Rav Huna, in these three places which Rav Huna is speaking about, Loinechluku Behem Rabbe Seyem Orishainim. The Rebbis of Hillel v'Shammai did not dispute in these halachis. Aval smiche kol ha'ovais bezden, the of bezden, im anesiyim, miyaisi ben yeezerat, hillel nechluku bobi meseches regiga. This was a machloikis which started much before Hillel v'Shammai. So Meile Rav Huna didn't mention this because this, he's only mentioning the machloikis which originated with Hillel and Shammai. For Ike, the Gemara says, but there's another machloikis. Haboitza ligas. The person cuts grapes. And his intent is that he's going to make wine from these grapes. And he puts these grapes in a basket, and some liquid runs out from the grapes. So the shaila is this liquid machshir the grapes lekabel tumen? Shammai oimer uchshir. We'll see later in the sugya of Yitzayin what the machlokes is. But Shammai oimer huchshir that this liquid is machshir the grapes. The Hillel oimer loy huchshir. So we have a machlokes al kaponim Shammai and Hillel in Hilchus Hechshir. So Gemara says bal minei dahi dahosam koshosik le Hillel l'Shammai. Here the machlokes, it wasn't a real machlokes because in the same day Hillel was made to Shammai. Let us see Rashi. Haboitzer anovim. A person is cutting grapes. L'deichon begas. To squeeze them out in by a grape press. D'ilu haboitzer litzimukim. If his intent is that he wants they should become raisins. So mashka yoitzimem ein machshirim. So then the liquid that comes out, I feel according to Shammai, is not machshir. Loi nechalai, he doesn't want this liquid. So we learned by Hechshir as a din of nichuse. You should want the liquid. Shammai yoimel hukshiru. Shammai says that the grapes become hukshir lekabel tumet. Biyayin hanidlof mem al gabayim. The wine, or the liquid that is dripping on the grapes. Even though this liquid that is running out of the basket, it's no one is going to use it. It's hoylech le'ibud. She'shoyseis min hasalim. It just runs out of the basket. Afal pikein zeiro. Shammai held that it is machshir. Shemo yivtzerenu bekupois mezufofes kunem mefosh lekamon. Sometimes he might go and put these grapes into such a basket which will contain all the liquid that runs out from the grapes. If he puts tar or pitch into the basket, so it becomes waterproof, so the liquid will remain. And then that mashke is zicha machshir, the grapes. So Shammai said, you can't tell halachas, this basket yo, this basket nit. So Mamela, they said, that aboitzer anovim legas, they're always become mukshul lekabel tumi. So the Gemara answers, hoshosik lehilul, loy omad b'machlekusay, kadesanya b'pilkin, oisayayim hoyehilul kofuf, the same day hilul was made to Shammai. So memela, so that's not called a machlekes. If they came to a mutual agreement on the same day, that's not called a machlekes. Now, we had brought before a beraiser. Till we came to Shammai Vehilo, we brought before a baraisa that spoke about what other Tanoim were geiser. Yoisi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreida v'yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Rishalayim gozru tume al Eretz Ha'amim. They said that Eretz Ha'amim, Chutz La'aretz, is tome, v'al kli schuchis, and they said a glass keli is mekabel tume. So the Gemara asks, v'ho rabbonon d'shmoinim shone gozru. This gzeire originated from the Rabbonim who were living 80 years before the Churban HaBayis. How do we know this? The Omar Rav Kahane, Kshechol, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, when Shmuel Rabbi Yosi became sick, Sholchuloi, so they sent him, Emoilonu, Beis, V'gimul Dvorim, Shamarto, Mishum Avicha, tell us two or three things that you remember from your father. Sholach lehem kach omar rabbe. He says, his father said as follows. Kuf pei shona. 180 years, achalei chorav habayis, poshta malchus harisha al Yisrael. So the malchus harisha, Rashi says it's Raimi, others say it was Yavam. Al koponim, the Malchus Harisha started conquering Eretz Yisrael 180 years before the Chum. Peishana, Achalei Chorav Abayis, 80 years before the Chum and Abayis, Gozru Tume, Al Eretz Ha'amim, Bal Klis Chuchis, 80 years before the Chum, they were Gozer, that Eretz Ha'amim is Tome, that a Klis Chuchis is Mekabel Tume. Mem shonat lechorav abayis, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, Golsolos Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Hagdoila, that was in the Lishkas Hagozis, that was in the Beis Hamikdash, they went in Golis, they left the Beis Hamikdash, the Yoshvalo Bachnoyis. Bachnoyis was a place in Har HaBayis, but they left the Beis Hamikdash. Lamai Hilchis, Lamai Nafkamina, that they left the Beis Hamikdash, so what? So they left it, so then Chanuyas and Habayis, Lamai Nafkamina, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Loimer Shloidonu Dine Knosses. That since they left the Lishkas Hagozis, they were not situated in the Beis Hamikdash anymore, they were unable to be done Dine Knosses. So the Gemara says, Dine Knosses Al Kedaitach? Why not? The neknosis, as long as you're smuchim, you don't have to be situated in the Beis Hamikdash in order to be able to be done the neknosis. Ela eime sheloidonu dine nefoshes. As soon as they left the Lishkas Hagozis, they were unable to dan dine nefoshes, and we'll see in Tosfos why. But al koponim, let us get back to the kasha. So the kasha is, we learned that Yaisi ben, you told us that Yaisi ben Yeezer, Ishtreide, Yaisi ben Yechen and Yishalayim were Geyser al Eretz Amin Valklis Chuches. And here we see that this Gzeire first originated 80 years before the Chuban Abayis. V'chiteim v'peishon en nami inu havu. Maybe you'll tell me that Yaisi ben Yeezer lived 80 years before the Chuban Abayis. So Mamela, these both Memreshtim. It originated from Yaisi ben Yeezer, and this was 80 years before the Chuban Abayis. So the Moses Tzitzich are not true. For Asanya, we learned Hillel, the Shimon. Hillel had a son, Shimon. And Shimon had a son, Gamliel. And Gamliel had a son, Shimon. So there are four generations from Hillel, Noga, Nesiyusam, Bifnei Habayis, Meyashona. That means 100 years before Chuban Abayis, these four generations started. First Hillel was Nasi, then Shimon was Nasi, then Gamliel was Nasi, then Shimon ben Gamliel was Nasi. The Ilu, Yaisi ben Yeezer Ishreida, the Yaisi ben Yochanan have it called me too, but they were much more before Hillel the Shammai. So Memele, so now we have a Meire the Kikashe, and today we'll blind with the Kashe. So here it says that Yaisi ben Yeezer was Machadish the Gzeire, of that Tumas Eretz Amim and Kleis Chuches, and here we see that it only originated 80 years before Chuban Abayis. Let us see Rashi. Hamalchus Arisha Roimi, Pashta Ischilu Lekoivsham. They started conquering Eretz Yisrael. Hillel Veshimayim, who's Shimayim? Rabban Shimon Benoi Shal Hillel Hoye. That was Hillel's son. The Rabban Gamliel, who Rabban Gamliel hazakein, the Shimon, who Shanikra Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. This is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanerag im Harugei Malchus. For who haya Oviv, and he was the father shall Rabban Gamliel. He had a son Rabban Gamliel. The Tzareil Rab Yeshua ben Hananya. He was the one that was Mitzar Rab Yeshua ben Hananya in Broches. This Rab Shimon Gamliel we're very acquainted with. So al koponim, so Hillel start his nesiyas b'fnei habayis, bo'id habayis kaim kufshona. Achoinim, the last 100 years that the second base of Mikdash was kaim, so b'fnei hachubin, hischel nesiyusai shel Hillel. So the nesiyas of Hillel started. Upirnusu eilu arba doiris kufshona. These four generations when they see him for 100 years. Alma Hillel Kaidim Lachubim Kupshana. Hillel came before the Chubim 100 years. Vilu Yaisi ben Yeezer Kaidim Lachubim Kama Deiris the Mesechta Saves. Yaisi ben Yeezer was much more before Hillel. So that is the Kasha. Let us see Taisvis. Ela Shalaidonu Dine Nefoshis. That when they went to Sanhedrin, went into Golis, that they were not dan dinin nefoshes. So Taisvis learned, why weren't they dan dinin nefoshes? Because it says, v'kamto v'olisa el hamokim, and we darshin melamed shahamokim goyrim, that these halachas only apply when the Sanhedrin was in the mokim, in the Lishkas Hagozes, in the Beis Hamikdash. So Taisvis asks, this pasuk, the v'kamto v'olisa el hamokim, the darshina minei melamed shahamokim goyrim, like siv, this halacha only applies ela bezokin mamre. This is by azokin mamre, that means a dayan that came to the Sanhedrin agdoilo, and he disagreed with them there. O bezokin mamre gufa like siv, ela bahamrosoi, shetzor sheyamra alayim bimkaimim. He has to come to the Lishkas Hagozes and disagree with them there. But to paskin achiyev misa yochel avu b'shem beth nagodo b'lishka sagozes. So this is a special din in Zokin Mamre that the Hamro, he has to disagree with them in the Lishka sagozes. But later they can paskin achiyev misa even though they are not situated in the Lishka sagozes. Ve'inir eloim edabini shiyubim koimam b'shas haverik may b'zokin Mamre. Maybe we learn that from Zokin Mamre. That just like his Aveira was, the Mokim HaMikdash, when the Besdin was in the Mokim HaMikdash, so any Oynish of Ritziche
is only chal if bishas the aveira the bezden was in the lishkas agozes. Taisa says that's not true. The bezoken mamre le'am rosei levad mechayim. The einish misa is not when he disagrees with them there. Elat sheyarze le'irei va'osa kerosa yes to pask him the way he holds after he comes back from the lishkas agozes. Ba'hol like siv mokim. So it comes out the gemar aveira with which he's chayiv misa is when he went back to his city. When he went back to his city, there's no din that they have to be in the lishkas hagozes. So therefore, so afilu by zokin mamre gufe, there is no halacha that the aveira has to be done when they were in the lishkas hagozes, and there's zichin no halacha that in order to paskin achayiv misa, they have to paskin the lishkas hagozes. We don't find in Shas anywhere that we should be able to be mechuyev to be baidik if they were and if the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas Agozes. So Taisus blibes by Akasha. Taisus and Avaydizore that Chesamet Beis brings down a drosha. Where this drosha originates, I don't know. But Taisva says the drosha goes as follows. Kozman she Sanhedrin gdoilo bim kaimon kidin eitzel mizbeach os shoiftim v'shoitrin titun lecho b'chol shorecho lishboi dini nefoshes. That means it seems there's a pesalimud, there's one posik, this is we learn now from a posik in Smichas HaParshias from Parshas Mishpotim and Seif Kisiso, that the Sanhedrin was Eitzel HaMizbeach. So now there's a drosha, Taisi brings down a drosha, calls man that Sanhedrin is Eitzel HaMizbeach bin Koimam, Shoiftim v'shoiten titzelcho b'chol shorecho lishpoi dinei nefoshes. Nistalku heim, botlu kol dinei nefoshes. This is a drosha that Taisi brings. So Mamela's for emphasis kasha. Our Taisus held the whole Makar Zokin Mamri, so Taisus has a lot of problems. But Taisus Navayde Zohar says there's a different drosha in Gansin, which is Meyuchet to Dini Nefoshis, and they could only pass the Dini Nefoshis if the Sanhedrin is Bim Kaima.